Just the Rosh Hashiva. The Gemara Nedarim, Daf Samach Daled, brings a brayso that says, Arba Chashuvim Kemeis. There's four types of people that are considered like meis: an ani, a mitzera, a suma, and misha ein lo banim. Poor person, someone who has saras, someone who's blind, someone who doesn't have any children. Now, obviously, this is a very bad matzavim to be in, but what's Chashuvim Kemeis about it? What makes it so bad that it's Chashuvim Kemeis? Dr. Chaim Shmulevitz, the commonality between them is not the tsar. It's not the pain, the tsar rabbit that they're all in. Rather, it's the fact that all four of these people cannot be noisei ba'ochavero. An ani doesn't have the money. He can't help people with his money. And he's so busy trying to make his own living, he doesn't have the time to do for others. He can't be noisei ba'ochavero. A mitzera. Masura is living outside the machaneh, so he doesn't see the tzar that other people are in. And as such, he has no opportunity to be noisei ba'ochavero. A suma is someone blind. He can't see when someone else is missing, when someone else is lacking, when someone needs something. And again, he doesn't have that opportunity to be noisei ba'ochavero. Misha ein lo banim. So says Rechaim Shmulevitz, as a person goes on in life, the most opportunity you have to help for others is your children. As an adult, your parent, that's the most opportunity. Someone who doesn't have children, doesn't have that opportunity, is again, eina noseh ba'ochavero. And if you have a yid who can't be noseh ba'ochavero, that's chashuvim kemeis. A yid who can't feel, can't do for someone else, that person is considered kemeis. The Medrash tells us that when Adam HaRishon was walking around through Gan Eden, so the Medrash tells us that there were malachim. There were malachim roasting him meat. There were malachim pouring him wine. And the pasuk says, "Lo tov yos Adam levado." Kadosh Baruch Hu said, "It's not good for Adam to be alone." Lo tov, it's not good. What wasn't good? Sounds like a fantastic way of living. It's food, it's drink, everything he wants. Well, what's not good? Again, says Rechaim Shmulevitz, there was no one else. He didn't have the opportunity to know sebo chavero. There was no one else. That's lo tov. That's a life of lo tov, a life of no good. If you can't be there for someone to support another yid, it's a life of no good. The Gemara in Chagiga, in Daf Tesvav, asks, what was the cause? What happened to Acher, the famous, right, the Tana Acher of Meir's Rebbe? He went off and became one of the biggest. The other way, Gemara asks Acher Mai. Rashi says the Gemara is asking, why didn't all the Torah that Acher learned and Acher taught, why didn't that protect him from going off? And the Gemara says a fascinating answer. Zemer Yivani lo pasik mipume. He never stopped singing the Goyish songs, the songs of the Greeks. He's saying it all the time. Rashi says, so what's the big deal? Not nice, but Rashi says, because it was the time of the Chorban Beis HaMikdash. And Klai Yisrael's in a tzar. And here's Acher singing and singing and singing to himself. And he wasn't able to be noisei ba'ochavero. And that was the downfall. That was the cause of why Acher's Torah, all that he learned, and he was a tremendous Talmud Chacham, didn't protect him. Because he didn't have that midah of being noisei ba'ochavero. There are a lot of ways one can be noisei ba'ochavero. There are a lot of ways one can show he's in tsar with other yidden. A number of years ago, the Aguda called for an asifa in Manhattan. It was to daven to protest some of the laws that were being made against the B'nai Torah. And at the time, the Rosh Yeshiva of Mir, Brooklyn, Rav Shmuel Birnbaum Zatzal, he told his yeshiva that they weren't going to go. The other yeshivas were going, he wasn't going to go. The morning of the Asifa, it was cold, it was raining. After Shacharis, Rav Shmuel Birnbaum turns to his yeshiva, we're all going. Everyone get on the buses, we're going. Someone asked him afterwards, "My, what changed? What was the difference?" So he said, "I was thinking about the fact that there are going to be tens of thousands of Yidden standing in Manhattan in the cold and the rain. We're going to be sitting in a base medrash in the warmth, drinking our coffees, b'menucha, as if nothing's going on. One has to be noseh ba'ochavero. One has to go, even shut his gemara, and be noseh ba'ochavero." Next week, on Tuesday, we have an opportunity, not the only opportunity, but a very big opportunity to be noseh ba'ochavero. We have hundreds and hundreds of thousands of our brothers who don't have homes, who are sleeping outside, who don't have laundry, they don't have showers, they don't have their food. I have a friend, just one friend, who's raising hundreds of thousands of dollars for people who have nothing. people putting their lives on the line. We have an opportunity to be Nosav Ochaver in a tremendous way. Yes, everyone can do it b'yachid, on his own. But here's an opportunity as a rabbin, as a yeshiva, as a unity, to go and be Nosav Ochaver. And someone's going to say, I don't want to be in a bus for 5 hours. It's cold outside. I have a test tomorrow. Right? It's annoying. It's uncomfortable. Where's the Nosav Ochaver? Whatever time is. Some people can't go. But everyone else, where's the Nosav Ochaver? These are people who are sleeping in the dirt. And we can't go spend one day showing them how much we care, showing how much we support. How could a person live with himself like that? What type of yid does that? As a personal note, I have a brother, he lives in Modi'in. He has 3 children in the army right now. One of his kids is in Gaza. I don't know where, he doesn't know where. But I tell you, early in the week, Sunday, Monday, I got a call that they heard, my brother and his wife, my sister-in-law, they heard that someone in his unit, my nephew's unit, was shot. And they didn't know who it was. And it took a few hours for the name to come out. And fortunately, unfortunately, it wasn't my nephew, but it was someone else's kid. But can you imagine the terror of a parent living for hours not knowing what's happening with his child? Can we understand at all what's going on? Do we have any hasaga? I have a friend tonight that I was supposed to meet, and he told me he's going to a Knick game, so he can't meet. Marvel around, how could a person go to a Knick game? Maybe how could a person ever go to a Knick game? But how could a person go to a Knick game now? What does that mean? How? How does someone do that? When what's going on? How are we not Nosib Ol Chavero? We have an opportunity next week to show as a unit, as a yeshiva kedosha, the Nosib Ol Chavero. How can anyone live himself if he doesn't have a real excuse, a real reason why he doesn't show? So I want to tell a maisa that happened when I was learning in BMG. I was zochah to be there for 8 years. And I remember a few times they stopped the yeshiva to do certain things, to go certain places. One time, it was a police officer in Lakewood, and he was shot on duty. He was killed by a gang member. And it was the first time in the history of the Lakewood Police Office that an officer had been killed in the line of duty, while on duty. So they were planning a very large funeral procession from the police precinct to the funeral, to the cemetery. And cops were coming from around the America. I remember, there were cops from everywhere, California to everywhere, sent representatives. And the procession was passing by BMG, the yeshiva, on the way, because it was in the middle. The precinct was here, and the cemetery was here, and the yeshiva was in the middle. So they were going to be passing by at about 11 o'clock in the morning, right in the middle of morning Seder. Right in the middle of the morning Seder. And the Mashkil, Zazayin Gezunt, Rav Matis Yo, told everyone, we have to go out as a yeshiva, and we have to stand outside and show our respect and our karsa tov to the police as they pass by. 15, 20 minutes, we all have to go out. In the yeshiva, thousands, tens of that, we have to go out and show. So they put up signs in the yeshiva about it. And then, as happens in a lot of places, there was pushback. Bittul Torah, this, that, this. Pushback from people learning in the yeshiva. Is this the right thing to do? So a couple of nights before, the night or two before the actual procession, Rav Matis Yo spoke. And this is what he said. I don't remember the whole thing, but I remember this very clearly. He said like this. He said, the fact that anyone here could think this is not the right thing to do shows that you grew up in America and you didn't grow up in Europe. In Europe, it was common for Goyim to wound, kill, rob, whatever they wanted, right? The Yidden. And the only reason, Beteva, that it doesn't happen in America is because it's a police force that protects and surrounds and keeps us safe. And you ask, how can we stop learning to go and show Hakar Satov, to go and show respect, right, for the police? There's no way any of you grew up in Europe. You all have to be American Yidden. That's what he said. I am not familiar with any type of politics whatsoever. But I do know, or I believe, there are not many governments that would stand behind the Jewish people. There aren't many. American government, to the best of my knowledge, is standing behind the Jewish people. We have an opportunity to show Hakar Satov, to show support, to thank them for what they're doing. Sometimes you close the Gemara and you do that. Sometimes this is the right thing to do. This is an opportunity as a whole, as an entity, to show that, to be Nosib Ochavero, to show Hakar Satov for the government, that's standing behind the Jewish people. Don't be that person who afterwards didn't go and Chas v'Shalom has regret for the rest of his life. Be on that bus, the train, the car, whatever takes you there. And make sure you're part of what's going on next Tuesday.